The process that we follow, or the federal design is the Department of Homeland Security, the lead agency that works in disaster assistance is FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So what generally happens after a disaster is the governor, they sit in the driver's seat and they request whatever type of assistance that they're looking for. So for example, they can request a presidential declaration, and in that type of situation where there's significant damage, the FEMA and SBA and the state officials will go out and we'll survey the damage and we'll take a look at, you know, what was damaged in the area, and we'll do an assessment from that perspective. The tsunami, interesting enough, did impact parts of Hawaii. The governor decided, so what happened, the process was, is SBA and FEMA joined the state there and with the governor's officials. And I think the governor of Hawaii is...
It's Neil Abercrombie. He was a long-term member of Congress.
Yes, correct. So we went out and we do an assessment with the state and local officials, and based on that assessment, we have regulatory criteria, and FEMA by statute has no criteria, which gives them a lot of flexibility to, you know, provide presidential assistance. But in this case, the governor, because the disaster was a smaller disaster, usually the type of disasters that we handle on our own, as not part of, so this was not a presidential declaration. We have authority under our administrator to do an SBA only declaration. And we found there were approximately 9 homes and about 65 businesses that sustained damage. We have regulatory criteria that says 25 homes or businesses which sustain 40% or more uninsured loss is the threshold. So in this case, we had well over the 25 major damage criteria. So we made a declaration in Hawaii. I think it was yesterday. I'm sorry, it was the 29th was the effective date of the declaration. So we're going to set up a center, Disaster Loan Operations Center. They're in Hawaii for about 3 or 4 weeks, so small businesses and homeowners can come in and apply for loan assistance for their uninsured losses.
Now, those loans don't come directly from the SBA. How do you get the money to the people?
No, they do. We are a direct loan program. We're a little bit different than the guarantee loan programs that use a financial institution as a pass-through or financial intermediary. We are a direct lender. So we have kind of it's a similar setup to just any sort of a bank, where we will issue the applications, we will process the loans, and then once we make a loan commitment, what we'll do is we will disperse the loans based on the amount of damage that there was, and then we also discuss with their insurance companies and we discuss with the applicant and the borrower through the whole process.
And do you put people on the ground right there to take care of this whole mess?
Yes, we do open up a center. We do have an 800 number. It's located in Buffalo, New York, that handles the entire disaster program for SBA. The number is just 1-800-659-2955, and they handle all the calls for the program. Any kind of inquiry a disaster victim may have or a disaster borrower. And the way we're set up is we have 2 field operation centers, regional centers. One is in Atlanta, Georgia, that handles east of the Mississippi, and the other one's in Sacramento, California, that handles west of the Mississippi, and then all the territories, obviously, west of the Mississippi. So in this case, we have a center opened up in the Big Island of Hawaii, and we'll be there. We opened up today, in fact, or we'll open up at 8 o'clock in the morning today. We'll be open from 8 to 5 or 8 to 4, and we'll be there for 3 or 4 weeks, face to face. So there's 3 ways to touch us, or there's 3 touch points we have. We can call, you can call us on the 800 number. We'll be there face to face for 3 to 4 weeks, and then what we can do is you can also apply online with our electronic loan application. So if you go to www.sba.gov and then go to the disaster link, we're like two clicks away, and then you can actually apply for a disaster loan. And it's a pretty easy process to go through, and whether you're a homeowner or whether you're you're a business.
We're speaking with James Rivera. He's Associate Administrator in the Office of Disaster Assistance at the SBA. Generally, though, this sounds like it's one of the smaller operations for you.
Disasters are very important, regardless of the size. And the reason I'm really cautious when somebody says it's a smaller disaster. It's small, maybe from the number of homes or businesses that were damaged. But for that individual homeowner or for that individual business, this is a life changing event, and there's a lot of stress that goes with having to rebuild and repair. So we treat every disaster victim the same. I mean, whether we're in a big catastrophic disaster or whether, you know, it's just a smaller declaration. But in this case, fortunately, the damage from the tsunami was smaller than what was originally anticipated. Our hearts and thoughts and prayers are with the Japanese. You know, they're having to deal with, one, the earthquake, two, the tsunami, and three, the nuclear issues that they're having out there. So, you know, and if you look at the geology west of Alaska, the Canadian border, Washington, and Oregon, and down into California, where we have the other center that's opened up there in California, you have pretty much the same geography as far as the fault line being right, you know, 30, 40 miles off the coast there. So,
sure. Was there damage in California? I mean, is SBA operating besides Hawaii in this particular incident?
Yes. We also had some damage in California. There's a location. It's the county is Del Norte, and it's in Culver City, and that area, Crescent City, that area, has, from a geology standpoint, there was a report the other day I saw that it has been hit by numerous tsunamis over the years. But in that case, we did have 65, businesses that were impacted. Primarily there's a coastal fisherman area where the boats dock, so forth and so on, and that area got impacted pretty heavily for those individuals that applied. And when we go out with the state of California, and in this case we only went out with we could also go out with FEMA, but when we go out, this is just a preliminary damage. If you're in that county, you're eligible for assistance, whether you're a homeowner or business, and we can tie it to the actual tsunami and the impact that it may have.